us on the line to discuss this is Craig Pantanowitz, who is the Vice Chairman of the South African Zionist Federation. Craig, thank you so much for joining us. What specifically prompted the Zionist Federation to get involved in this year's Discovery Trustee elections?
Good afternoon, Paula. Thank you so much for having me on air, and good afternoon to all of the listeners. Yes, Paula, let me say this is not something generally that we feel we should get involved in. However, we feel currently fundamentally opposed to any political interference in healthcare, and specifically the Discovery scheme, which has come up now. Discovery is a non-profit organization and is there to serve in the most sustainable way world-class healthcare to its members. We think that to promote a political agenda at the expense of delivering this healthcare to its members is completely wrong. Mm-hmm. And the outcome of choosing the wrong trustees to serve on the board will result in a fractious board, an unstable board, and that does not serve any Discovery member in the Jewish community or in the broader South African community. The reason we got involved, community members were reaching out to the South African Zionist Federation expressing concerns on how they could be impacted and what can they do as ordinary members of Discovery Health. And we felt that to counter this move against Discovery, we need to have our voices heard. And Paul, if I can just mention at this point, if anybody is interested in voting at the AGM, please can they check out the SAZF website. And all of the details are on there. Registration is open until 9 a.m. tomorrow. And voting will be done on the 26th of June.
Which is this Thursday night, right? It's this Thursday.
Correct, absolutely right.
So people register up until tomorrow. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning is the cutoff in order to register to be able to vote at the AGM.
And then you go on Thursday night and you vote Thursday night.
Quite right.
Now, Craig, you have said that, in the statement I read, you have said that some candidates are anti-Israel. Can you share concrete examples or what your investigation revealed? Because some of the reports say that they're allegedly anti-Israel. Is it alleged, or do we know for sure that they are anti-Israel?
Well, Paula, I can say with some certainty that they are anti-Israel. The main candidate who's standing is a lady by the name of Professor Gonda Perez. She's gone on record on numerous occasions at anti-Israel rallies spreading lies and misinformation that Israel is committing genocide. She's affiliated to the Healthcare Workers of Palestine organization, which is an offshoot of the anti-Israel, anti-Jewish BDS movement. She expressed in the media very hostile views towards Israel. And we don't feel she's the right candidate to represent the normal Discovery member who just wants access to quality healthcare. Well, if we take a step back, the reason that this has come to the fore was Discovery hosted a conference or co-hosted a conference where some of the world's leading doctors who happen to have been Israeli came to present papers in South Africa, which we believe can only improve the skill of South African doctors and let the South African doctors pass this expertise on to their patients in the South African healthcare space. And what the goal of Healthcare Workers of Palestine is to completely alienate Israel and not allow these doctors to share their unbelievable innovations. Israel is famous for their skill and expertise, specifically in the medical space. Mm. And by not allowing these doctors to share their absolute expertise, the only people that are going to suffer are South Africans in need of healthcare.
Exactly.
And we don't think that there's any benefit in completely sidelining those voices. If my child, Paula, or God forbid somebody I loved was sick, I would want them to have access to the very best healthcare, to the very best techniques. And we feel that Israel has access to these doctors. And for that reason, we think this is a terrible, terrible mistake.
Are you concerned that Discovery's decision to move the AGM online could silence or sideline certain voices, including yours?
Paula, no, not at all. It's my understanding that because of the number of responses Discovery have had for this AGM, they could not logistically cope with an in-person meeting, and that's why the decision was made to do this online. We feel what's critical here is that Discovery can run an uncompromised voting for the board, and we feel that online this will be able to happen. So no, I don't think that that's an issue.
Yeah. Critics might argue that you're bringing politics into a healthcare space. How would you respond to that?
Paul, I reject that completely. I think we are making the exact opposite call. We are saying vote for the correct candidate who will strengthen the Discovery Health Board of Trustees, and we want to keep politics out of it completely. This is not a political space. This is a healthcare space, and Discovery's job is to provide quality healthcare, full stop. So we don't believe this is political at all. We actually, our voice is to say, don't bring politics into this.
What criteria would you suggest that members use when deciding who to vote for?
We believe that the candidate should be non-political. We feel that they should be there for non-political reasons. We want transparency. We want good governance. Some of the candidates that we've mentioned on our website have served on the Discovery Board previously. They have a tried and tested track record, unlike the political appointee promoted by Healthcare Workers for a Free Palestine. We genuinely want people to serve on the Board of Trustees that are going to represent the needs of the average South African healthcare member, and nothing more than that.
Craig, do you believe that this controversy could have a ripple effect on other corporate boards or organizations in South Africa?
Paula, yes, sadly we do. This is not a new phenomenon in South Africa or globally, where the BDS and their affiliates try and oppose any Jewish-owned company, whether they have ties to Israel or not. We've seen this targeting across many companies in South Africa, both small and large corporations. We are very sad that this is where the Israel conflict has landed up, because what it's doing is it doesn't promote any peace on the ground in Israel or in Gaza. It does nothing to promote better relations between Israel and the Palestinian people, which I can tell you is our end goal, is to have peaceful neighbors. And we think that all that this politicizing and attacking businesses in South Africa and globally, all that it does is destroy the opportunity to create jobs, create employment. And that's what South Africa needs first and foremost. So sadly, this is already happening globally. And what you need to do really is look to the main American universities, where the main campuses of the Ivy League universities are no longer focused on teaching, but focused purely on politics. And we don't think that, that's a positive move at all. And so the short answer is yes, we do believe it can have a ripple effect, but we've already seen this taking place for a number of years now.
Craig, I'm not 100% sure that, you know, you're the right person to ask this, but what would a trustee board look like in your view that truly reflects the values that Discovery should uphold?
Thanks, Paula. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm the right person to answer that, but I mean, from a personal perspective, all I would want is the trustees who represent me as a Discovery Health member to be focused on creating a sound, well-managed medical aid where my healthcare comes first. I hope people vote for the best candidate to fulfill that role, and not some political stunt that will only degrade the quality of healthcare that Discovery members receive. So I'm hoping that people vote for the right members to sit on the board, and not only for political reasons.